And let us begin by taking a posture that feels grounded to us. So wherever you are, feeling the sense of support from the ground, also a sense of connection to the ground. So maybe your feet are on the floor. Certainly your seat is on your seat. And feeling the whole weight of the body just resting in this spot. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that we're upright but not rigid, connecting to our natural human dignity. And then allowing the shoulders to fall back, feeling the width of our front, shoulder to shoulder, connecting to the quality of openness, reminding us to be open to our experience as it unfolds, and especially our open, tender heart. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. So even if there's aches and pains, or tension, or tiredness, noticing where you might feel some sense of ease in your body as well, even if that's just in your hands. So we're grounded, upright, open, and at ease. And taking a moment to just settle into the stillness of the body. Just noticing what it's like for you in this very moment to just take a break from doing. That we're moving from a sense of doing and accomplishing and being in the world to connecting to just being in the present moment, however it arises for us. Allowing ourselves to experience whatever comes up for us. And as best we can, just being with things the way they are. So first, just being with stillness and noticing how that is for us. So that might feel calming and relaxing, and that's okay. Or there might feel a sense of restlessness or anxiety in the stillness, and that's okay too. Because we're not trying to have any particular kind of experience. We're actually just trying to notice what our present moment experience is. So however experience is arising for you right now, as best we can, just allowing ourselves to be with it. And then in that stillness, you might start to notice the movement of breath in the body. That the body actually moves as we breathe in and we breathe out. So we can bring our attention to this feeling of the body moving with the breath. Placing our attention on the breath as we feel it in the body, and allowing that to be the anchor for our mind. The experience that we continue to come back to over and over. So placing our attention on breath as best we can, feeling the subtle difference in the body between the inhale and the exhale. Feeling the whole length of the breath from the moment we begin to inhale, filling the body, and then watching it in exhale all the way out. Feeling the sense of the body releasing the breath. And as we start to notice that the mind wanders off, starts thinking about something other than breath, noticing something other than breath, we just acknowledge that that happens, that the mind thinks it's no problem. It might be falling into the future or the past or to some other activity. And we just label all of that thinking. And then we return the attention to feeling the breath in the body so that the breath becomes a home base. So we're noticing that the mind wanders off and gets caught up in its own thinking. We label that thinking, and whether it's thoughts of enlightenment or the shopping list, doesn't matter. It's all thinking, and it's no problem. So we notice it, we label it thinking, and we return our attention to feeling the breath in the body. And every time we start to notice that we've gotten caught up in our thinking and we return our attention to breath, we can also use it as an opportunity to be kind and gentle to ourselves. Remembering that we're just training the mind to be open to our experience, and that we're not trying to control the mind, but rather get to know it so that we can make friends with our own mind. Starting to notice when we're distracted, and also notice how it feels to be focused, so that we have an internal sense of how the mind is working. And as our attention begins to settle, connecting to the breath, we can also open up our awareness to our general body sensations. Just noticing how the body is right now. Paying particular attention to what we notice as uncomfortable, and what might be comfortable in the body. So there might be aches and pains or tiredness, and we try to open up to that experience and be with it as best we can, with a sense of kindness and gentleness towards ourselves. And then we might notice that some of our experience of body is comfortable, is pleasant. And we can open up to that without clinging or holding on. So we allow ourselves to have a general sense of body, noticing both pleasant and unpleasant aspects of that experience. We might notice that the mind wants to grab on to what's comfortable and push away what's uncomfortable, and that's no problem. It's just the way the mind works. And as we recognize that, we can settle into being with both what's comfortable and uncomfortable as best we can. Stepping back from just picking and choosing our experience, but allowing our experience to arise. So we have breath, we have body, we have noticing the pleasant and unpleasant of our experience. We might not also notice that there's thinking about body and breath, and there's feeling body and breath. And we want to place our attention on the feeling of body and breath rather than thinking about it. Directly connecting to our experience. Noticing that thought arises, labeling that, and coming back to the direct experience. And in the next few moments, I'd like to invite you to just move your attention from body and breath to listening to all the sounds around you. So we're opening up our awareness to the world around us. So moving from a single focus practice to a more open awareness practice. Noticing what it's like to just take in the sounds. Sounds that are pleasant and unpleasant. So rather than picking and choosing what we'd like to listen to, just letting sound come to you and seeing what that's like. You don't have to name the sounds or know what's making them. We can just let sound come to us. Learning to trust ourselves and trust our environment. And as we close this meditation, I invite you to find the ways in which you can open up to your ordinary life, trusting yourself and trusting your environment. By allowing your experience to come to you, noticing the moment-to-moment experience, feeling into the moment. So taking in experience like we take in our breath and then letting it go as we exhale our breath and making space for a new fresh moment for our experience to unfold.